since we're gonna be working together, I reckon it's time we start drinking together.
You don't go up there to finish me.
You don't know nothing about her.
Boys sure found a way to make the time pass up there.
We was fishing buddies.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Well, he found out how to quit you. Christine, don't be upset. Hi, everybody. It's John Gibson.
I am very upset.
Woo-wee! Yeah!
Actor Heath Ledger found dead today in his New York City apartment, face down in the bedroom, surrounded by prescription drugs, a confidant telling TMZ, and TMZ is right about everything, about 90% of the time, that he had a serious drug abuse problem. So it appears to be an accidental overdose. Could be a suicide. Listen, November 07, he was talking about, and this is a 28-year-old guy, saying, well, you know, it's a whole, give me a whole different thought about death. What? You're 28 years old and you're thinking about death? Give me a break.
Maybe he was a deep thinker.
Maybe he was a weirdo.
I'm thinking about it right now.
Okay, anyway, Heath Ledger died, and I'm sure people will be upset. All you Brokeback Mountain fans, you want to give Christine a call, she'll be happy to talk to you.
We're dead. We're dead.
No, it's a terrible thing. I mean, it is terrible. I don't know why a 28-year-old guy is thinking about death. He should be thinking about all the great things he's going to do in the 50, 60 years he's got left. The conservative civil war rages on today. Let's talk about what happened today with Yo Money. There was a not-so-black Tuesday as the U.S. stock market, Wall Street, closed down a bit, sort of in the correction zone, after yesterday's absolute bloodbath around the world. My guest is Tom Sullivan, host of the Tom Sullivan Show here on the Fox News Talk Network, and who also anchors the Fox Business Network each day between 10 a.m. and noon. Tom, so...
I thought I was coming in to talk about Keith Bledger.
Yeah, well...
I'm a Keith Bledger expert.
Well...
Did I get that?
Maybe he had a serious position in the market.
Yeah, possibly, and today he looked at the window...
And said, oh, my God. Oh,
his name's not Keith Bledger, is that right?
I mean, he was depressed about yesterday's downturn in the world stock market. Bob in Ohio. Bob?
Hey, John. John, how you doing, buddy? I hope your old cough gets a little bit better.
Thank you very much. I am going to keep it from you because my colleagues here say it's so disgusting.
Well, you know, I work in the hospital. We can give you some for that. Listen, John, the...
I don't want a Heath Ledger situation going on here,
yeah,
Bob.
Well, I don't think you're going to sleep yet,
okay.
But we'll work on that. But either way, John, this three-quarter drop is nice.
Well, it is, John Gibson. You know, there's new news coming out right now that apparently Heath Ledger was suicidal and his friend saw it coming. I think he watched the Clinton-Obama debate last night. I think he was an Edwards guy because he saw his Edwards guy was just completely irrelevant. Good looking, wears a suit well, but should just leave the stage. There is a war on Gibson, and even though Gibson's always right, there is a war. Just to give you a heads up about it, I did this an hour yesterday on Heath Ledger on my TV show because he was still warm. I got an email, Angry Rich, just moments ago from somebody who said that I was just a horrible, low-life, awful person for mocking the death. News!
John, the star of yesterday's show is now prominently featured on Think Progress, the George Soros apparition. Yes.
Oh.
It says John Gibson mocks weirdo Heath Ledger's death.
Did I mock it?
He found out how to quit you, quote unquote.
Oh, that. Well.
A little satire.
Yeah, it was a little Brokeback Mountain
joke. Feel bad about it. Come on.
No, I mean, I feel bad about his death, but that's no
I wish
point.
I knew how to quit you.
There's no point in passing up a good joke. I mean, how many months did we live off that line, Brokeback Mountain?
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Several.
I mean, it was going off for months and months and months.
Woo-wee! Yeah!
I'm not giving that up.
The comments are unfortunate.
Oh, are they? They're going after me over it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, but...
You're a closet homosexual. That's
oh,
the first one.
I am?
Apparently.
Well, I'm still breathing. There's a difference right there.
I guess.
Christine, it took you so long to get that? I mean, I was like counting the seconds there.
Gibson will be whining tomorrow that his words were taken out of context.
No, I meant them. Whatever they were. I don't remember what they were, but whatever they were, I meant them. more on that a little bit later. Jerry, Missouri. What, Jerry?
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you have a head cold. You know, when I tuned in just a few minutes ago on XM and I heard you talking, you know, I thought it was Hillary giving one of her Southern speeches.
Y'all fixing to drive on down the road there, Jerry, and... Saddle up
yes,
to a plate of beans and a few pork tortillas.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far.
You are cruel, cruel, Jerry. From. Here I am in trouble for mocking the death of Heath Ledger, snorting heroin as he was, along with the Xanax
pain.
And the Ambien, and you mock me. Well, it is John Gibson. Be sure to stay tuned for the next hour because we're going to go into this thing of me getting attacked. I'm just reading this just by way of piquing your interest. It says here on the Think Progress deal that I called Heath Ledger a weirdo. I don't remember saying that. I might have. I suppose he was a little weird to keep to himself, although I keep to myself.
So do I.
I suppose he was a little weird to be so in love with his drugs that it caused the mother of his child to kick him out of the house. Still wondering about that rolled up $20 bill with the white powdery substance on it. But, you know, I guess it's sort of normal, and probably what Think Progress thinks is normal is if you're somewhere between 20 and 35, you know. You probably do heroin once in a while. You know, just sniff a little for the heck of it. I might think that's weird. Eric in Los Angeles.
Hey, John.
How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I'm just curious where you actually got your information on any white powder and or the fact that it was heroin, because there's nothing out there yet that states that.
Well, yeah, there is. You just got to read a little more.
Okay, where is it?
Well, CBS News in New York reported cops.
There's no toxicology reports that have come back from that yet.
Well, we're not talking about toxicology reports, Eric. I mean, look, the Daily Mail in London, which keeps up on these things, says that a source told them that he'd had a heroin problem and that he had been in rehab recently. In addition, two stations here reporting that there was a mysterious or traces of mysterious powder that they're testing.
All right. Well,
let's hope it's not true.
You know,
let's hope that he needed to take his Ambien by rolling up a $20 bill and snorting it.
You know, I just think it shows really bad taste on your part, you know. He was still warm when you started, you know, ripping on him yesterday.
No, he wasn't still warm, but his body was still there. I'm not ripping on him. I mean, look. Here's an interesting thing. Did you notice over the weekend that the AP had prepared a obituary on Britney Spears, and that right now in London the newspapers are making the obituaries of Amy Winehouse? Nobody knew about Heath Ledger. He was smart enough to keep his life private. He wasn't out in the club staggering around falling over. I mean, I feel bad for him. He shouldn't have been doing this stuff. Somebody should have warned him. A whole bunch of Ambien, a whole bunch of Xanax, and a whole bunch of whatever it was. And if he was involved in snorting heroin, it was going to depress his central nervous system, and he was going to stop breathing. Now, you tell me, why is it millionaire 28-year-olds don't know that? And you tell me, why is it one of the great singers right now, Amy Winehouse, she is a great singer. She's lighting up a crack pipe on the air, on video, right in front of people. It is John Gibson. I am I'm under constant attack these days because partially because of the sound of my voice, which is really crapped out because of a cold. ThinkProgress.org, the George Soros organization, is attacking me for calling Heath Ledger a weirdo in discussing his death yesterday. At first, I thought, oh, they're lying. I couldn't have said that. And then I listened to the tape, and I realized I did say that. And here's the context. There was a interview that Heath Ledger did where a reporter asked him just recently about his daughter. He's got a 2-year-old daughter, Matilda, that he apparently loved very much. And he said this.
That hasn't changed my life. Well, I don't know. I mean, God, where do you start? I mean,
does it change the way you work, you think?
No, I guess it, you're forced into kind of respecting yourself more. You learn more about yourself through your child, I guess. And I think you also look at death differently. Like I'm, it's like a catch 22. Like I feel good about dying now because I feel like I'm alive in her, you know. But at the same hand, you don't want to die because you want to be around for the rest of her life. It's kind of like a...
Now, I reacted to the fact that he said, you having a child changed my attitude about death. And I thought, change your attitude about death? I'm sure it changed your attitude about life. But who at his age and his success and all of that is thinking about death? And I said, listen, November 07, he was talking about, and this is a 28-year-old guy, saying, well, you know, it's a whole, give me a whole different thought about death. What? You're 28 years old and you're thinking about death? Give me a break.
Maybe he was a deep thinker.
Maybe he was a weirdo, Christine.
Yeah.
Well, upon reflection, should I be attacked for that remark?
You called him a weirdo.
Well, I think it is weird that this guy, look, evidently, and I don't know whether it's because he has to think about death playing things like the Joker. And apparently, he this new movie in which he plays the Joker, he's just fabulous.
You change things. Forever. There's no going back. See, to them, you're just a freak. Like me.
Like me. And I must tell you, the fact that I said what I said yesterday on this radio program was not the strangest bit of reporting that went on Heath Ledger's death yesterday. This was on MSNBC.
Chris, I have to say, in a lot of ways, this reminds me that we've almost had a dress rehearsal for this almost with Owen Wilson, and thankfully that turned out a lot differently. But it's hard to look at this and not feel reminded of that from earlier.
Okay, now why is Truth ThinkProgress.org not attacking the MSNBC lady for saying, well, Owen Wilson's suicide, this was actually a dress rehearsal for what we saw with Heath?
Bathtub Boy uses their site for a show every night.
Oh, right. He draws his script from that site, right?
Right.
And from Media Matters, the other George Soros-funded operation.
That's right.
Well, all right, then if you weren't going to attack MSNBC, you could attack Larry King.
His parents were divorced, Pat. Are they living?
Are they living?
I don't know the answer to that, Larry. I just going to have to tell you, I don't know the answer to that.
Ben, do you know?
Honestly, don't know. I do know that his family has released a statement insisting that he has not committed suicide, that is not in his nature. The exact family members that issued that statement, I'm not clear on.
Do you know, AJ?
I don't have that exact information, Larry.
Do you know, Howard?
I don't know. I think his parents are living, though.
Does he have brothers and sisters?
I think he had a sister who helped get him into acting when his parents got divorced and he was about 10 years old. Supposedly his sister tried to put him into acting so he could really have a cathartic moment.
Was his fiancée an actress?
Oh, yeah. She was also in Brokeback Mountain. That's where they met on the set.
She played his wife. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you all very much.
Talk about a moron. Larry, ask me, are his parents living? Yeah, Larry. In fact, they spoke.
We, Heath's family, confirmed the very tragic, untimely, and accidental passing of our dearly loved son, brother, and doting father of Matilda. He was found peacefully asleep in his New York apartment by his housekeeper at 3:30 U.S. time.
Larry, that's his father. He's very much living. Who does produce Larry King's show now?
That tape was out there well before that show aired.
I could see him asking one person. You know, but by then the producer's supposed to open the mic, you know, the McCurdy, talk in his ear and say, Larry, don't go there. And he asks five more people. All right, let me go now to Michael Hungen of TMZ.com. He's been doing a lot of work on this. So, Michael, I've gotten a lot attacked on this radio program over the last 24 hours for suggesting there might have been some other drug than a legal prescription drug involved in Heath Ledger's death. Now, there was a rolled-up $20 bill found in his apartment that was confirmed by New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, and there have been reports from other media outlets that there was some sort of powdery residue on that $20 bill. Know anything about that?
Yeah, John, they just actually, this news just broke literally. They are saying the $20 bill is clean. So no illegal substance, I guess, coming out of that. CBS was reporting today that there were packets of drugs found in the apartment, which I'm assuming now that can't be true. If obviously there was nothing on the $20 bill. So that's the latest coming out of the NYPD.
Why would anybody be rolling up $20 bills if not to snort powdered drugs?
Your guess is as good as mine. Maybe he was looking to get some money rolls. I'm not really sure. They're saying, though, that it's clean. I don't know if they're going to keep testing or look at other things and also, confirm what CBS reported. But I'm assuming that also is not true.
Michael, the other thing is that that's not the only report on which we base this notion. There was a Daily Mail, which is a newspaper in Britain, talking about a source of theirs, friend of Ledger, said he did have a heroin problem at one point and gone into rehab. Do we know anything that beyond the state of rumor about drug use involving drugs that are not legal?
Yeah, I mean, we talked to sources close to him yesterday who confirmed with us that he was struggling for a long time with a drug abuse problem. And they told us he did not go to rehab. They also told us that he had been clean for a year, and it could have been part of the reason that he and Michelle Williams got separated last year, that she was his fiance. But what we were told from his sources close to him that they said he had been clean for a long time. Now, again, we won't know until the toxicology reports come back if that's completely true anymore, but that'll be an interesting turn to this whole story.
Well, the whole deal with Michelle Williams, that's his actress, girlfriend, mother of his child, young Matilda, is that, I mean, they're very happily ensconced. They bought a townhouse in Brooklyn in one of those neighborhoods that's, being gentrified, and suddenly there's problems and he's out of the house. And the story so far has been that she could not take his continued dalliances with drugs. News bulletin as we go off the air. That rolled up $20 bill in Heath Ledger's house, clean. No drug residue. Just want to be on the record here. All the facts, keeping you quite up to date on this burgeoning controversy surrounding yours truly. Well, tune in tomorrow. I may have more voice, and I may be in more trouble if things go right.